record crowds here at Commodity Classic. I know that a lot of farmers are asking some questions. What are you hearing from them?
They're all real excited. We have been with Commodity Classic since the inception of Machinery Link in 2001, so this is a very important event for us to attend. We connect with the centers of influence in the agricultural community, and what we're hearing is they're looking at ways to do things better and smarter, and we play right into that. I mean, we're talking about a smarter harvest. Why invest in a combine if you can redeploy that capital in a more productive way?
The general mood, again, very optimistic. A good time to be in agriculture.
I think everybody's very optimistic right now. They are getting good prices for their grain. The land prices are solid, and they seem to be holding. So everybody's in a good mood. The equipment manufacturers, the seed, the chemical, everybody's really enjoying the fruits of the labor right now. And we know good times will sometimes cycle in and out, but I think they have learned their lessons over the last few cycles, and they're looking at when times aren't so good, we're going to be better because we're doing things now to stabilize. So that's the attitude I'm getting from the crowd.
How does Machinery Link fit in with good times and not quite as good times?
Well, with renting your combine, you're not having that $300,000 socked away that you could use either as capital or as credit. So by giving you a late model, fully warranted machine, we're assuring you that you're still going to have the latest harvest technology and getting your harvest out, but you're not going to have to invest all that cash or credit in something that you're only going to use a few weeks of the year.
As farmers, as you look back at 2011 and forward to 2012, what are some of the lessons learned that you think growers need to really be thinking about as they go into this next season?
Well, really principally, I think, is how can I really stabilize my operation? How can I look forward when maybe the price structure of my grain isn't where it is today? Whether that is diversification, maybe they want to have some side business. I've seen a lot of farmers look at other opportunities to back up their farming. I think it's just really being more balanced, Cindy, more than anything, so that when the cycles come and go, they are not going to have all their eggs in one basket, so to speak. So I see diversification as kind of a theme today.
Any final comments you have?
Oh, it's just always good to see you. Always good to see folks come out and visit with us at these events. We invite anybody, if they want to learn more about us, just visit our website, machinerylink.com, or give us a call. We'd be happy to visit.